The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Now Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and just then there appeared a woman with a spirit that had crippled her for 18 years. She was bent over and was quite unable to stand up straight. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, "Woman, you are set free from your ailment." When he laid his hands on her, immediately she stood up straight and began praising God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant because Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, kept saying to the crowd, "There are 6 days on which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be cured, and not on the Sabbath." But the Lord answered him and said, "You hypocrites! Does not each one of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or donkey from the manger and lead it away to give it water? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound for 18 long years, be set free from this bondage on the Sabbath day?" When he had said this, all his opponents were put to shame, and the entire crowd was rejoicing at all the wonderful things he was doing. The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Ashley Bond, and I share stories. What? You may sit. However, if you are in fifth grade or under, or you would just like to get a better view, we have a beautiful rug up here, and I would love some of my friends to come up and sit in the front and maybe help. Would anyone like to come sit in the front? Come on. Who wants to look at a bunch of heads? Thank you, Coco. All right. Hello, Eleanor. Hi. Welcome. It is amazing how amazing the children are when they can see. Come on down. Is that Alice? Hi, Alice. Come on, Stella. Have a seat. All my friends, it's been so long. So, I just want to take this opportunity to welcome all of our families and our friends. And I'd like to invite everyone moving forward that when you see our young families or anybody, or especially our young people, our smaller people, to just bend over and welcome them to church and introduce yourself and just say, "I'm glad you're here." Okay, that's enough. Come on down, and it's okay if you make noise. All right. Are you ready? Are you ready? All right. Watch where I go to get the story so that you'll know where to find it if you want to work with this story. Okay, it's not where the choir sings. Hey, y'all. It's not where we baptize people. It's not where the scriptures are. Oh wait, the acolytes. BB, will you help me? I found it. Now I have to warn you, this is going to be a very playful day today. I hope that's okay. This is the lesson about the circle of the church year. I think we're here. So, time. Time, time, time. There are all kinds of time. There's times to wake up in the morning. There's time to go to bed. There's time to go to school and time to go to work, time to come home, and a time to play. But what is time? Some say time is on a line. But I wonder what that would even look like, time in a line. Hi, Gabriel. Oh, wait. What is this? You're just going to hold this for me. Huh. It's time in a line. Look, it's brand new. It's just being born. It's the very beginning of time. I wonder if time goes on forever. I wonder if time ever ends. Look, it's getting older. The very beginning, the newest part, is now getting old. It ended. Look. Look at the ending. The ending is the newest part now, and the beginning that was so new is old. So we have a beginning that is like an ending, and an ending that is now kind of like a beginning. Do you know what the church did? The church took the beginning, that is like an ending, and an ending that is like a beginning, and they tied it together so that we could remember that for every beginning, there is an ending, and for every ending, there's a beginning. It's brilliant. Now, there are three great times. Christmas, Easter. I have friends around here helping me. Easter and Pentecost. Ouch, Melissa, it's hot. Be careful. Pentecost is hot. These three great mysteries, sometimes people just walk right through them, don't even know they're there. So it's really, really important that we take the time to get ready and enter into these great mysteries. Good morning. So, the time for getting ready to enter the mystery of Christmas is called Advent. And Advent, Jack, you'll be in charge of that, has 4 weeks. One, Bane, sit there and you can hold that. Two, Emma. Three, Stella. Four. The color of Advent is sometimes, I have something to do with this in a second, the color of Advent is sometimes purple. And purple is a serious color. It's the color of kings, right? You know, sometimes Advent can also be the color of blue. Why? Do we remember? Blue is the color that sometimes reminds us of the Mother Mary, and without the Mother Mary, we'd have no baby Jesus. Now, Christmas is such a wonderful, special time that we actually celebrate Christmas for 12 whole days, right? So I am going to put an extra white balloon right here. Well, I missed a tape, but here we go. Right there. So this is Christmas, and this is the extra Sunday. So, the color for getting ready to enter the mystery of Easter, is also purple. And purple is a serious color. It's the color of kings. And Jesus was a king, but not the kind of king that people were expecting, right? We have 6 weeks in Lent, which is the season for getting ready to enter the mystery of Easter. So Maria is going to pass out 1, 2, 3. Thanks, Madeline. 4, 5, 6 weeks in Lent. You know, I wonder. It takes longer to get ready to enter Easter than it does to get ready to enter Christmas. I wonder why. So Easter is very sad. Jesus dies on the cross, and that's sad. But somehow, he was still with us and with the people he walked on earth alongside. So you can't fit Easter in just one Sunday. It goes on for how many, Coco? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 whole Sundays. It makes a whole season. We call it the season of Easter. And it takes us all the way into Pentecost. Now, during the season of Easter, people kept meeting Jesus in a new way. He died, and that's sad, but they kept meeting him in this new way. He was somehow still with them, like he is still with us now. So then something amazing happened. Jesus's disciples, his friends, his students, they walked outside of the city of Jerusalem with Jesus, and there they saw Jesus go up. And a few days later, the Holy Spirit came down, and the church was born. And the disciples became apostles. They became teachers. They went from being students to teachers. And they were filled by the power of the Holy Spirit. And it was the most amazing experience. And when they spoke, it was as if their tongues were on fire. And that's why Pentecost is red. It's red like fire. So we have great green growing Sundays that happen between Christmas and Lent. Now, you can have no more than 9 in this place. So, Caroline, we will put 9 right here. 2, Charlotte, 3, 4. This is a logistically ambitious sermon. 5, thanks, Dad. 6, 7, 8, maybe there's 7, 8, let's just say there's 9. 9. Great green growing Sundays between Christmas and Lent. Now, all the way back, we have the great green growing Sundays after Pentecost. And does anyone know what the great green growing Sundays after Pentecost are called? It's very tricky. They're called, wait for it, the Sundays after Pentecost. So, as Miss Melissa and Miss Michelle are going to be encircling us with Great Green Growing Sundays, I'm going to tell you a little bit about our Great Green Growing Sundays after Pentecost. This is the time when summer begins, and we get to go to camp, or we get to go on vacation, or sometimes we go swimming, or sometimes we just stay home and catch up on our summer reading list. And then summer comes to an end, and it's time to get ready for school. And we get new uniforms, maybe new clothes, new shoes. We get to meet new teachers. And then school starts. And you get used to the rhythm of the new school year. And things don't seem so new anymore. And then it starts to get dark outside a little earlier. And just when they think the light is going to go out, our great green growing Sundays bring us all the way back to the beginning, Advent. This is where our year starts. It's the beginning of Advent, and it's time to get ready to walk and get ready and move into the mystery of Christmas. Now let's review the three great times: Christmas, Easter, Pentecost. Don't burn yourself, sir. It's hot. Okay? And the times for getting ready for Christmas is called Advent, and there are, count with me, friends, 1, 2, 3, 4 weeks in Advent. The time for getting ready for Easter is called Lent. Let's count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks in Lent, all the way to Easter. But Easter is such a mystery that we can't fit it into just one Sunday. How many more Sundays does it go? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 whole Sundays. It makes a whole season. And then we have all of our great green growing Sundays. Just look around. Everything we need is right here. So, I wonder which one of these colors you like best. And I want to hear it. Come on, yell it out. White, purple, okay, all right. I wonder which one of these colors is most important. Emmeline? Green? What's most important? I wonder. Come on, I wonder which one. Purple? Andy says purple. All right, I've got some whites. I wonder how these colors make you feel, Hood. How does the color of Christmas make you feel? How does the color of getting ready to enter Easter make you feel? How does the color of waiting for Christmas during Advent make you feel? How does the red hot fire of Pentecost make you feel? It's all right here. Everything we need. Amen.